this is slightly and somewhat controversial, but I think it would be incredible if we could bring back the days when R&B records could, like, actually not necessarily cross over. They didn't have to cross over, but be massive hits on their own that, like, you know, that were the soundtrack to people's lives and made people happy. And it makes me sad that there are so many talented R&B artists out there who don't get the chance they should. But there's also great artists out there. I mean, I'm not saying there's nobody. I'm just saying I would like to see more R&B artists on the charts and, you know, bigger moments, because to me it's the music, you know, that's very close to my heart. Story is, so I was pregnant forever, and I was being tortured day and night by techno music, and I was complaining to anyone who would listen. And I remember one time I made dinner for L.A. Reid, and we were both sitting there like, what happened? But it's no offense to anybody. I mean, honestly, whatever type of music they like, it's obviously a personal choice. But what started to kind of, I don't want to say bother me, because I really don't want to offend. I don't want to offend anybody and what they like and blah, blah, blah. But what started to kind of get to me was when hip-hop and R&B music seemed to be getting, like bowled over by the music you're talking about. And, of course, I still make dance remixes myself. Like, I've had, like, a lot of number ones on those charts. But, right now, this time, I decided to re-sing all the vocals for Triumphant, like I used to do, like, way back in the day, like, in the fantasy, like, around that time period. And just, you know, so at least it would have some sort of, like, passionate soul to it. And, then the dance club remixers could do whatever they wanted to do because I sang it at their tempo. But, you know, the thing is, like, I was like, what am I going to do? Because I don't really want to do, and I'm not talking about, you know, all that type of music, but I just really didn't want to do, you know, that type of music. I didn't want to go that direction just because it's in, and I didn't want people to be like, oh, look at her, here she goes, you know, just trying to be the next blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say any names, but but really, during that time period, it was a long time, and when you got two babies, like you said, shout to rock and roll, it hurts. You're carrying a lot of weight there. And, you know, so it was just like I needed some music. And I could tell when they liked a particular song, it definitely wasn't the 120-minute song. They liked the old school hip-hop songs I would play for them. And they still do. They remember it from then. But, yeah, I'm hoping we bring it back even stronger than ever.